This is the first exercise in our Control for Success series. It's called Control Your Brain. When a crucial sales presentation is on the line and the present is not to your liking, it's time to take control of what's happening. When it comes to a real sales presentation, it's just a matter of will, execution, and determination. But when it comes to your life, it's much more complex. There are many aspects in life you might have to adjust before you can take complete control. Life's presentation is not always as detailed as it is in a real sales presentation. First of all of us are governed by habits. Many are reactions ignited when certain negative or positive situations take place. Controlling these habits means going against ingrained voices etched into your psyche over years of repetition. Controlling habits, good or bad, means you have to initiate new patterns of action and new reactions to outside stimuli. It means sometimes changing the voices you hear inside. The difference between success and failure can many times be due to a lack of discipline. If you are in the habit of talking to yourself in a negative way, you might have to change your conversation. If you have the habit of doing things a certain way every day, you might have to prioritize what is more important and reorganize your activities. If you're in the habit of expecting failure, you have to start assuming you're going to do something that will help you succeed. If you are always concerned about your health, your lack of wealth, and your lack of faith, you'll have to turn the corner to a new street of conviction to improve your life. All of this takes discipline. Controlling your life takes real effort, for it sometimes means changing the way you live, the way you react, the way you communicate, the way you see yourself, and the way you think about yourself and the outside world. And that's what this next series, Control for Success, is all about. Learning how to control your actions, your reactions, your brain, your thoughts, and your conversation is part of it. Changing habits will soon produce more positive results. Controlling what you do and when you do it can have a dramatic change on the level of your success. Controlling how you perceive those things that happen to you will change your entire world. Wayne Dyer said, "You cannot always control what goes on outside, but you can always control what goes on inside." Now, control comes from visualizing how you react under certain circumstances. Visualizing what you need to do during a sales presentation or in life will program your mind so that when the pressure is on, you can still communicate with a calm, reassuring feeling within the give and take of a typical presentation. Once again, life itself is a little more complex. The mind is a powerful resource. Very few people realize the potential of the mind. When asked what he would do the night before a recent Super Bowl game, Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward said he would sit back and visualize the entire game. He said he would go over specific plays in his mind. He envisions running his routes perfectly, hooking the ball in and crossing the goal line for the score. He sees the play in his mind as if it is happening right now, so that it feels entirely real. Then, during the game, it all flows much more naturally because, to the subconscious mind, each successful play and catch is already a reality. Inside the mind, it has all happened already. Football game day is just a product of the visualization. This doesn't mean you'll play a perfect game and nothing will go wrong, but it would sure help to improve during times of stress. Visualize being calm and staying calm before each game of life. Visualize situations that could cause you to lose your composure. Picture yourself responding in a composed manner. In your mind, you might know you're upset, but you keep a calm head and deal with the adversity positively. Why do you do this? Well, because you are now in control, and that's what this next section is all about. You gave yourself the message that you will get through the tough situation and turn it into a positive. What happens to you is not as important as how you respond to what happens to you. That's when you're in control. This is what controlling for success is all about. Now let's get started. We now take you to Mission Control. How many times have you heard that one? Well, it's true. Everything starts in the brain. The brain is your control center. It is Mission Control. It controls how you live, how you feel, how you act, how you react, what you think, what you do, why you do what you do, and how well you execute your next sales presentation or your mission in life. Your ability to succeed in the future will depend on your ability to control this brain that you have and control it to direct you to your desired destination. You see, your brain responds most to repetition and deep feelings, so that if you can continually experience the life you desire, and if you can experience this life with deep and intense feelings, you have a good chance to create what you desire. That sounds a bit outlandish, but let me explain how this takes place. Your brain is much like a computer. Like a computer. It's only a machine until you put something in, like an operating system and a program. From then on, what you get depends on what you put in. Good information gives you good results. Great information will do even better. Conversely, bad information is sure to give you bad results. If you're not providing your mind with the type of information that gives you the results you desire, you have to change what you put in. What you communicate to yourself is, in effect, the programming you are inputting into your brain. In some situations, someone else might be providing that programming for you. If you don't have your own plan, if you don't aggressively control what goes in, someone else could possibly make you fit into their plan. If you don't want someone else controlling your life, you have to be in total control of what is programmed into your brain. If you tell yourself that things aren't going to work, be assured they won't. Like secondhand smoke, if all you hear from someone is negativity, they probably won't. You need to take back control. If you assume that things will work, then you'll begin to take control. You'll achieve this by creating the internal resources you need to produce the mental state that will support you in producing positive results. Take control of your brain and you will change how you communicate, how you relate, how you feel, how you focus, how you achieve, and especially how you plan. Every human experience, everything you've ever said, seen, heard, felt, smelled, or tasted is stored in your brain. It's all there. It's all a matter of your ability to access it. When you say you cannot remember something, you're right. When you say you can, you give a command to your nervous system that opens up the pathways to the part of your brain that can potentially deliver the answers you need. Now, here's what you should do. Give your brain a target every single day. In exercise 36, outline a series of positive thoughts about your future. Select one of those listed as a mantra you will repeat each and every day. Take control of your brain. Input positive thoughts, confident thoughts, successful thoughts, and you will begin to see a change in your results. If you take control of your own communications with yourself and produce strong signals of what you want, outstanding positive results can be consistently produced. Now here's how to do it. Review your vision, your goals, your objectives, and your mission. From that information, create three specific statements that will give support to the achievement of your vision. These should be positive affirmations of how you will go about achieving all of the above. Review these every day and you will begin to see a change. Do this and you will open the door to a new beginning. Remember, you're feeding the brain with a new program. Two examples. I can accomplish anything I want. I feel energized and more powerful. I'm becoming stronger every single day. I'm rapidly growing into the person I want to become. I have reinvented myself into one of success. I have taken actions to move myself forward, and I am. I deserve to be promoted, and I will be. I am truly excited about the possibilities. I'm now at peace with myself and with others. So take control of your thoughts, and you will change your results. Change your internal conversations, and you will begin to change your world. Next is number 37, control your thoughts.